This is a Conspiracy Kyle production.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
Welcome to A Conspiracy in the Force, the show where we examine parallel conspiracies in a galaxy far, far away, in a galaxy not so far away. The show is designed as an introduction to modern-day conspiracy theories by using Star Wars, one of the most beloved fictional universes, as a point of reference. Disclaimer: through this discussion of conspiracy theories, I make no claim that these theories are 100% fact or can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. I encourage you all to do your own research and determine for yourself what you believe. Also, I make no claim that the creatives behind Star Wars intended the scenes and events in question to mirror the conspiracies I've referenced. Again, I will leave it up to you to determine whether or not you believe they intended a deeper meaning into these stories told. Let's begin. Episode 5, Mannequin Turian Candidate. One of the greatest mysteries in the Star Wars saga is regarding the birth of Anakin Skywalker. His mother claims she just became pregnant one day, no different than the story of Mary and Jesus from the Bible. Many differing viewpoints exist regarding this birth and how exactly it happened. Some theorize that the Force itself brought about this birth, as he was the chosen one, meant to bring balance to the Force by defeating the forces of evil. Some claim, however, that it was Palpatine himself, the future Emperor of the Universe, that somehow manipulated the Force and caused his birth as part of his plan for intergalactic dominance. With a strong Force wielder by his side, he would be able to seize control of the galaxy, as he eventually did in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, with Anakin's help. As we discussed in Episode 2, The Rule of Two, Palpatine was the pupil of Darth Plagueis, who had learned the ways to immortality. He also mentions that Plagueis was able to manipulate the midichlorians to create life itself. Since Palpatine learned everything his master knew, did he in fact create Anakin? Did he build within him seeds that would grow into a dark side power? Did he put deep down within Anakin's mind and soul a switch that could get flipped at a certain point to do his bidding? We already know that Palpatine enacted such a mechanism within his clone army to turn on and kill the Jedi when he said the word, execute Order 66. So possibly he did something as devious with Anakin himself. That, in essence, is the definition of a Manchurian candidate in our world. There have been several movies on this topic. Ideally, the story goes that some people have been brainwashed and/or become a secret assassin upon certain events happening. This is similar to the term sleeper cells of terrorist groups that will enact a plan once certain events fall into place. Here are some examples of a Manchurian candidate throughout history. Some believe that Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, was a Manchurian candidate. He had spoken through interviews that he had no recollection of the events of the night leading up to the murder. Some of his lawyers even claimed that the CIA had used hypnosis to make him an unwilling participant in the event, possibly in a situation similar to MKUltra, which we discussed on a previous episode. Side note, it is interesting that in many of the most infamous assassinations of all time, they are all attributed to a single person with a single purpose. Were they all Manchurian candidates? Some have argued that former President Barack Obama was a Manchurian candidate, not one that was meant for committing violence, but one that was meant to spread a specific agenda and was groomed for a certain purpose later in life. Much of his past history is sealed, but he has some interesting ties to the CIA. I would encourage you to check out Jack Allen's Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence podcast episode on Obama to find out more details on this past. Some have tried to compare President Trump to a Manchurian candidate by saying he was being controlled by a foreign power such as Russia, but this has been widely debunked. A more likely Manchurian candidate would be Joe Biden, who, like Sirhan Sirhan, does not have any knowledge of events, or even where he is half the time. But I digress. So let's compare. It's possible that Anakin was programmed to turn to the dark side when certain events occurred. It is factual that the clones were programmed to turn on the Jedi when their switch was flipped. Sirhan Sirhan could have had a switch flipped the night he killed Kennedy, as Obama could have, as he began to pick up steam in the political world. And with President Trump and Joe Biden... Okay, let's not go there. So, what do you think? Please reach out to us at
conspiracyintheforce@gmail.com. Thank you.